Hi.
Hey, is this Jennifer?
Yes.
Hey, Jennifer, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Monday?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you for asking. The countdown to Friday's on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I'm calling, we saw on your dashboard you requested more information on Google Guarantee. I'm not sure if you did it or Chris, but have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you know how it works?
No.
Okay. So it's a new program through Google. It's only been around about 2 years now, and it's really popular. It's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. Now, the benefit of these leads, Jennifer, is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. Okay. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, the lead that comes through, if you do not set an appointment with the lead, or if there is not a price inquiry, Google does still consider that a qualified lead, but if they don't do either of those two things, then you are not charged for the lead automatically. Does that make sense?
So just because you send the lead to us does not... Because we have worked with Angie Leads,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, as soon as they send us the lead,
mm-hmm.
we get charged for it. Whether the appointment's made, we show up, talk to them, it doesn't matter. As soon as it hits the phone, we have to pay for it.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting because Angie Leads, Thumbtack, and Networks are some of Google's biggest clients. But since Google came out with this, it is the best lead program on the market. The major difference with this compared to Angie Leads, which you're familiar with, is the lead is only sent to you, so you don't share it with other companies. And let's say they call and it's out of your radius or a service you don't provide, or they're calling to like sell you life insurance, like a solicitation call. All of those are deemed as unqualified leads you are not charged for. Okay. Now,
and would that be something, was that something that, like, Angie, I have been arguing with them for a week because it's hard to reach the customers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if you know how Angie works, but they will majority of the estimate or the leads that we have gotten the past couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
I get a different extension number for every customer to contact the customer direct.
Right.
But when I call that number and put in that extension,
you can't reach.
Majority of these are going right back to a customer that we have done finished. It's David Coggins is his name. It's like we just have conversation every time I call a number because it goes to him.
Yeah.
And so I'll call Angie and I'm like, your extensions are sending me to customers we have already closed out. I can't reach these customers.
This is way different. So they'll actually call you. Like, so in the Google Guaranteed section, right, they call you. And the good thing about the Google Guaranteed is it's recorded by Google Bots. So it won't be your phone number up there. It's a Google Guaranteed rotating number that is recorded, which automatically picks up if it's a qualified or unqualified lead. Now, it comes through, though, as LSA lead on your caller ID. And you have a tracking system that shows you every single lead and the phone number that called. But if you do not speak to the client, right, that's an unqualified lead that you will not be charged for automatically. Yeah, it is the business. Yeah. I have 100% retention rate on these since we started it. And again, it's only been around about 2 years now. They haven't even opened up every category for every area. Like, I have a lot of concrete guys that want to get in so bad, but they just haven't opened up that category yet, you know? So it's definitely a good program, though, is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Now, there are a few requirements. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. No, I was asking them, how do we move forward with,
right.
Yeah.
So Google Guarantee, the main reason they call it Google Guarantee isn't just because it guarantees you leads. It's actually guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google offers up to $2,000 of insurance from them directly. and they're telling that client that they vetted you. Now, I'm showing for the carpentry vertical, license is not required in your area. Limited liability insurance is, though. So is the company currently insured?
Yes, we are.
Awesome. Okay. Also, Google will perform on any face-to-face employees. So in other words, if you guys have like a crew of 100 guys, but you and Chris are the only ones that speak to the client face-to-face, it would only be you guys. But any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Yes, that would be fine. It's only me and Chris talk to the customers.
Perfect. Okay. I always feel awkward asking if your background's good, but I got to. So background check's good. You're insured. You qualify for the Google Guarantee Program. Let me tell you what your lead fees would be. And let me make sure I have you in the right vertical, too, first. So it's carpentry is the primary service, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And here, I actually, while we're on the subject, I have the subcategories pulled up for it. So it says cabinetry, decking, drywalling, fencing, general installations, general repairs and maintenance, remodeling, shelving and storage, and other. Others on every vertical. But does that sound like the right one for you guys?
It does. Chris does not like to get into too much drywall, sheetrock.
Okay.
He will do repairs on sheetrock and drywall, but he doesn't like to get into rooms of drywall.
Okay, so all we would do is turn that one off then, and what happens is if you have drywall leads come through, that would be deemed an unqualified lead you're not charged for. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we got you in the right vertical. Let me pull up the cost per lead. And the good thing too about this, Jennifer, your lead budget doesn't fluctuate on you. So it doesn't go like up or down like Angie leads.
Okay.
So here it is. All right. So the cost per lead is going to be $33.33 per lead. Google requires a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. That is for $435. Now,
and
that's
a month?
Well, that's what I was going to explain. So your lead budget does roll over. So for example, if you got, let's say you did the minimum budget and you got 13 qualified leads, right? The following month, you would be charged the $435. But let's say you got one qualified lead and decided to turn it off for whatever reason, or, you know, you only got one qualified lead, the following month you would only be charged $33.33. So it is monthly, but it's dependent off of how many qualified leads you get. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
So let me make sure I have this right, because with Angie, okay, say we get 5 leads today, and you're guaranteeing or saying we'll get at least 13 a month. Is it the $33.33 per lead also, and then the $435 a month? Or?
Oh, no. The $435 is your lead budget. So that has 13 leads in the bank for you, right? So if you did the minimum budget and you exhausted that budget, then the following month you would be charged $435 again to replenish your lead budget.
Oh, so it's like $435 a month for 13 leads.
Yes, correct. Correct. Which is basically 33 times 13. That's how that works.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be the 13 leads, the $435, and then $435, and we're going to owe somehow or another on Angie 1 month. I had it at my. It was at $250 or $300, and somehow or another it was an $800 month that we owed them. I'm like, how is that?
No, so, you'll never go over your lead budget that you set, right? So if you do the minimum, which is 13 leads, you would not go over the $435.
Okay.
Now, we don't charge your lead budget. And just to backpedal to you on that, that's the minimum budget. Like, I have a client in New York. He takes on 200 leads a month. So you can really like set it for whatever you want, but the minimum budget I need to tell you about is the 13 leads, and that's just a Google requirement. Okay. Now, so I went over the rollover. We don't charge your lead budget, Jennifer, until we have finished the Google guarantee verification process. That's where we submit your insurance, run the background check. What we send in writing is that could take 4 to 6 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up. Usually it's about 3 weeks on average before it's done. Okay.
Okay.
Now we do charge, so we don't charge that budget until you're up there and ready to rock and roll with the leads. Okay. We do charge a one-time application fee. This is to get you in the Google guaranteed section and cover the background checks. It's a one-time fee of $250.
Okay.
Okay. Now, just to clarify on that too, it's not like Angie's where, I think theirs is a yearly fee, right? Is how they work?
Well, yeah, you pay the yearly fee and then you pay, it's supposed to be in a one monthly thing and then it ends up being, it's different. Yes. Yeah.
With Google, it's a one-time fee. Like, even if you guys did a different location, if you guys, like, added a vertical, you only pay that one time. You never, ever have to pay it again. Okay? Now, the first thing I want to do...
Hold on a minute. This is for the background checks and stuff. You guys, do you not have access to the background checks that we've already submitted?
For Angie's, no, because that's a totally different company.
No, we didn't have to do one to advertise on the regular Google?
No. On our base program, it doesn't require a background check.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. So, okay. And what they do, it's usually pretty quick. They just go off the past 7 years, and we have you enter your information in for security purposes, right? So what will happen is you're going to have an outside agency. It will be either Pinkerton or Evident, and I'll send you that in writing. But one of those two companies will reach out to you to complete the background check. But it's already paid for in your application fee.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the first thing I always like to do is I'm going to have everything sent off to you guys in writing. Okay. The email we have on file for you guys is smoketorn@gmail.com. Is that the correct email?
Sir.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
All right. So give me one second. So it's going to be titled Google Guarantee, and I'm going to reply to the email with your vertical, the cost per lead, and what the minimum budget is. That way you have all that stuff in writing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so give me one sec. All right, 4:35. Okay, let me send this to you now.
So then we first, and then the next step would be the other one, and then the five.
Yeah, every client that I have that uses this loves it. Like, it's the best lead program on the market. So if you guys aren't really digging Angie Leads, you can always leave that program. Google Guarantee will be sufficient for you guys, you know?
Yes, sir.
Angie
is not what they're made out to be. Even our customers are complaining of Angie. I guess Angie bugs the crap out of them all the time, too.
You know, I've heard that, too. So from homeowners, right? They get, like, because what happens is they blast that lead out to, like, 5-7 companies, right? Sometimes it's 3 or 4. But what happens is all these companies, they're charged for the lead, so they're all calling that consumer. And I heard they kind of get annoyed with it, too, you know? So in this situation, Jennifer, they're picking you in the Google Guaranteed section, and the call is coming directly to you, and you only pay for qualified leads that come through. Automatically.
Okay.
So it's way different. So what I did too is I sent you my direct line and extension. In a second here, I'm going to assign a lead specialist to your guys' company. His name is Ivan. He's amazing. What he wants to do is he just wants to meet you guys. He'll go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. But you could always start with the minimum budget as well, like I mentioned. And very important, in a second here, I'm going to send you the application via text message and via email. He's going to be able to check it to make sure that everything was submitted properly. Okay? But even though you have a lead specialist assigned to your company, I'm really active in my accounts, Jennifer. So anytime you guys have questions, you could call me directly. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. And, okay, so before I scheduled that appointment with Ivan, the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card that's on file, the one ending in 3826?
I don't know what card that is, actually.
Yeah, it's coded out for security purposes, but it shows me MasterCard 3826, expiration of May 2026. Hopefully that helps.
I mean, we're on a job and he's in and out of the truck, so.
Okay.
I get, when will this $250 be charged?
So the $250 application fee is, would be charged today.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. I'm not sure.
You can use that card and then I don't know. If the go ahead and use that card. If it doesn't take the payment, then I'll just have to use one of mine because he's
okay.
Not available to you guys.
And again, this one it's a one time fee, right? The application, so this won't be on a recurring payment. Okay. So give me one quick second. Let me add the application, and I'm gonna send it to you shortly via text message and via email. You guys want to get started on that as soon as possible, okay? Now, the application, it's going to have a section that says license. Your area does not require a license, so all you got to do is just attach, like, a photo of your card, or I've had clients even do their driver's license. Like, you just have to put a photo in there to bypass it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. I don't want you to run into that and be like, well, what do I do? So, I just always explain it now. All right. So give me one sec. Oh, yeah, that one came up as insufficient funds. Okay.
Okay.
So let me jump back over here. Okay, so the card you want to use for it, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?